K-1-R's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf, 23 till 9 o'clock. Susie Landers joins me from downtown Houghton, and Alan Kiley from Joey's Seafood and Grill is here as well. Welcome to both of you.
Good morning, good morning.
Thank you.
It is good to have you here. You're continuing our little tour through downtown Houghton.
You
see, now you were starting at the east edge of town, and you were going door by door by door, and suddenly we're in the other end of town.
Todd. Doesn't that explain really who I am? Does this surprise you that I would jump to the next block or a couple blocks?
A little less focused than perhaps
we were just talking about
the
this.
Average bear,
right.
Maybe.
This is someone said to me yesterday. They go, I always see you running like to something. And I'm like, half the time I don't even know where I'm going. I just know I have to get there quick.
Yeah.
But no, so I was, I got a little sidetracked and I jumped down the other end of Sheldon and Alan has stopped up to visit us. And again, this is our little walk with me tour to either reintroduce some of the businesses you may have forgotten that we have downtown and introduce the new ones that have joined our avenue.
Yeah, because Joey's is not a new business. You guys been how long now?
A little over 10 years. We opened up late in 2003.
And you were originally just seafood.
No, we actually...
Well, it was Joey's only.
Right, right. The name, when we opened up, we actually were part of a franchise out of Canada, Joey's Only Seafood Restaurants. But we actually are no longer part of the franchise.
No, I know that.
And Joey's Seafood and Grill, we had some non-seafood items in there, but we changed the name to more appropriately fit, what we are. So, that only confused a lot of people.
Including me. See? there you go.
Yep.
So should I fear the fish taco?
Oh, no. You don't want to be afraid. That's one of those, we've had so many people that when we introduced that fish taco in Houghton, and it's been on our menu for years, but when we introduced that, people would say, I really like fish and I really like tacos, but I just can't imagine the two of them together working out, because people have kind of a preconceived idea of what a taco is. Our fish taco is very different from, what you'd think of as a taco. I mean, I like to tell people it's more like a wrap sandwich. I mean, think of it as a light fish sandwich. And if you think of it that way, don't let the name scare you. It's just a light sandwich.
So why don't you just call it a fish sandwich? Of course,
well,
then people confuse
boring.
It. Then people confuse it with that stuff you get at some of the fast food.
Right.
Yeah. But reality, fish tacos are kind of a national phenomenon. I mean, it is known, it's a Southern California thing. It's not a Mexican food. It's a Southern California food that started out on the beach and they came up with this and ours is very true to what a fish taco is supposed to be. But up here in the Copper Country, it was something that was pretty new to the community when we brought it in. People didn't really know what it was, but it is that a fish taco is what we serve. If we called it something else, it would still be a fish taco.
So when are you coming out with the fish pasta?
That's exactly what I was just going to ask him.
I mean, if we can adapt the Southern California tradition, we could make one of our own.
Yeah. Well, actually, I've thought about that, but a lot of the items on our menu, we try to cook everything. Everything's freshly prepared on our menu. A pasty is something that takes quite a while to prepare and to cook. And what a lot of us do at home is, of course, we buy one and we heat it up in the microwave or in the oven or something like that. And in the restaurant, I prefer not to reheat items. Everything that we serve is usually fresh prepared when somebody orders it.
Well, and fish doesn't take long to cook. I mean, no, the rest of the pasty takes long to cook.
It does.
You put fish in the pasty. The fish is going to be done in 5 or 6 minutes. The pasty, not quite so ready. So.
Right, right. That's one of the advantages about fish is that it is a fairly fast preparation time and compared to other things. A lot of times if you come in and order off of our menu, some of the slowest cooking items are our non-seafood items. If you order a well-done steak or a well-done burger, that will almost always take longer than most of the fish on the menu.
Of course, we are known for fish in this part of the world. We have this big blue pond right outside here that has lots of fish swimming in it, or so they tell me. Do you get your fish from the big blue pond?
Well, of course we get some, but
obviously we don't have everything. There are no cod in Lake Superior.
Right, right. And that's the thing about seafood is there are a lot of great ocean fish. There's shrimp, there's crab. We don't have shrimp and crab and lobster and a lot of the things that you need when you're going to specialize in seafood. So we have some good local fish, but we also have a lot of different types of fish from all over the world.
We don't have any lobsters?
I don't believe so.
So what was that thing that pinched me when I was waiting at Second Sand Beach last summer?
Was that Susie?
Oh, don't start another rumor.
Oh, we're in trouble now. so you're open what days? What hours?
Actually, we're open every day. We close down 3 days a year: Easter, Thanksgiving, Christmas. Every day from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and open till 10 on the weekends. So we're open lunch and dinner. We don't do breakfast, you know, in the seafood place. We get people that ask us occasionally. I like to really say we specialize in seafood, and it's not a traditional breakfast fare. So.
No, it's probably not. Although I've had fish for breakfast that I have freshly caught, and it's a delight. So,
well, I have
to think
too.
About.
Yeah, I've been a huge seafood fan my whole life. You know, years ago I used to eat seafood every day for lunch, every day for dinner, and you know I could eat it all the time. But most people it's not a big breakfast item.
So this is a labor of love then, if you really like seafood that much.
Well, originally it was, yes. I actually opened up this restaurant because I really loved seafood, and what we wanted to do is we wanted to try. You know, you go into most restaurants, and a lot of them have a fish and chips. They have a salmon dinner. You know, locally a lot of people have lake fish and trout. A lot of times they'll have a breaded or battered shrimp and a some type of fried shrimp, a scampi or something like that. But there really wasn't a lot of variety, and so that's actually kind of what drew us. We thought, hey, this is kind of a niche that's not being filled in our community, and obviously it's worked out. You know, more than 10 years later, a lot of the local communities agree that there's a need for a good variety of seafood.
Yeah, and I'll salute you for one other thing that I know you do periodically. You help out a lot of groups.
They do.
By having those nights where you come in and you'll give a portion of the proceeds to a certain group if someone comes in and says, yeah, I'm affiliated with this group or this cause.
Right. I think a lot of business people, sometimes we get inundated with a lot of requests for donations, and I've always taken the approach that as a local business person, I try to give to almost anybody who asks, even if it's a smaller donation. I maybe give somebody a free dinner or two, and sometimes when people are looking to raise cash for a particular cause, we've come up with a system where what we do is we say, hey, you go out and do the networking, you gather a bunch of people and bring them in for dinner, and I'll donate the day's profits to your cause. And you know, we don't do that on a Friday night when we're normally busy. Anyway, we pick a slower night and say, if I can take, you know, what would have been a slower night, turn into a busy night and give the cause all the profits. And it's worked out quite well. A lot of times we have, I have a bigger crew on, we put a lot of extra staff. We get these causes to come out and bring people that really believe in the cause out, and they want to help their cause. A lot of the groups have made some good money, and I like to say we do the work, you simply do the networking.
Right. It's nice that you do that.
And so. It is. It's wonderful. And I wanted to bring that up too, is that people have sometimes forget about the support that the local businesses do provide. You know, my favorite thing was many years ago when I used to preach, remember Amazon.com or any of those places, they are not supporting your local schools. They're not supporting your local nonprofit organizations that are giving back to the community. And Alan and his wife, Cheryl, they have been exemplary in something like this. Every time I turn around, I hear their name, I see their name. I know during Christmas you do the Toys for Tots. Don't you do that one?
Yep. Every year we not only are we a drop off point, but we try to give people who are dropping off a little extra thank you. So we've traditionally for the last few years said, hey, if you bring in a toy, and usually we try to say, hey, don't bring in a 99-cent matchbox
right,
car. We say,
right.
Hey, bring in a toy that's worth at least $5. We're going to give you a $5 gift certificate to Joey's. And
right.
And so we're kind of trying to give people a little incentive to bring in some nice, decent toys for all the kids.
And that's wonderful. Like I said, too, again, it's these are the businesses, you're not just downtown, but our whole community. They're the ones that are stepping up. They're supporting. They're providing when our community is in need. So
We need to talk, Susie, while you're here, about an event that is coming up on Saturday, Farm on the Town.
Farm on the Town. Oh, and again, I don't think I told the city manager that this was going on. So, Eric, if you're listening, remember, there's going to be farm animals on Sheldon.
Yeah, they're going to be right at the right at the parking lot at the Bookworm, right at the east edge of downtown.
Right. And this, I think this is maybe a couple of years that they've done this, and it's been well received. So it's going to be, I think it's going to be a pretty nice day. Yep. Gather the children, and young and old. Who doesn't love to pet a little sheep?
Yeah. Go out and see the farm animals. 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock.
Yes.
And it'll be in the parking
lot.
And
it's all free.
And you can, the kids can learn how seeds grow.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be some locally produced farm products that'll be available for sale as well, I believe. And there's no charge, and kids can even get a little ice cream cone.
Exactly. And it's a great opportunity to check out another local business on the corner there. They have a lot of different things in that store. You might just think it's just a bookstore, but it's not. They make... They have some great treats in there. And,
and Bridgefest coming up next weekend.
It is.
And
it's here.
Bridgefest feast as well. So how are preparations going?
Everything's going very well. Of course, I'm a little bit on the backside now. I mean, I was more involved in the beginning, you know, getting things and getting everybody to the table as we were working. But now everyone has taken their roles and have ran with it, and everything is wonderful.
Everything's looking good for that. So we'll talk about more next week.
Exactly.
As we
and
get
then
into
come
it.
Remembering too, following weekend, we have the Art and Music Fest, the 21st.
The Art and Music
and then
Fest.
We'll round out the month with the Copper Country Firemen's Tournament in downtown Houghton.
It's a busy place, is
it
what
is,
it is.
And you have a great opportunity to take a walk downtown and check out those new businesses. And It's wonderful. It's got a great feeling, and it's good to be a part.
Yeah. Thank you for coming in, Susie.
Thank you.
Alan Kiley from Joey's Seafood and Grill, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Continued best wishes to you. This is Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.